This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Only time, truly, in my entire life I've ever said, man, I can't wait till this hockey game is on tonight. That's how I felt.
That'd be like usually Olympics, and in that case, usually the USA doesn't really.
But even then, like, so. I don't know, like, even in the Olympics, short of Michael Phelps or, like, maybe USA basketball or something, there's very few times, even in the Olympics, where I'm like, oh, I cannot wait till 7 o'clock hits tonight, even though it ended up being, like, 7:30 before that thing really started, like any other sporting event. U.S., I don't know if you guys know by now, obviously the U.S. ended up losing in overtime to Canada. But what a night and what a 10-day stretch for hockey. I'm not a hockey fan by any means. I've been to a handful of NHL games, and that's only because I've gone to two in the last 12 months. Otherwise, I had never gotten an NHL game in my life. And the buy-in from the players is why this all worked, right? It didn't hurt that between U.S. and Canada, there's obviously stuff outside of sports right now that has also increased the rivalry.
So they're all booing each other.
I get it. That it's been this perfect storm to put this thing together, but the NHL absolutely nailed it with this Four Nations face-off. And then last night, I mean, the commissioner, Gary Bettman of the NHL, must just be like walking around with his chest puffed out today, because they could not have dreamed up a better scenario. The players bought in over the last 10 days. It ended up being a U.S.-Canadian final. It goes to overtime, and unfortunately, Canada won. But it was just perfect. And the question is, can any of the other leagues replicate that? Because the NHL has figured it out. And I know a lot of this has to do with they're having the players play in this, because starting in the Olympics, next Olympics, the Winter Olympics, NHL players will start playing. That's not happened before. They'll represent their country in the Olympics.
That never made any sense to me, that for the longest times we're like, these are the people who are the best at what they do and they can win a gold medal for doing it. And then for like 30 years, we didn't even send NBA players, we just sent collegiate players to go play. We sent non-NHL players to the Olympics. No, it's the Olympics. If these are supposed to be the best players in the world, the NHL possesses the best players in the world. That's who I want to see in this. The most impressive thing to me about it is that they made an all-star event in no way feel that way. It just in no way felt like I was watching an all-star based event. They had a sold out crowd. Everyone was hyped. The crowd's chanting USA.
Boston. It was awesome.
And they were like, I mean, the whole moment obviously felt completely opposite. The problem is that the question I will always ask is, are we cool with it this year? And we felt hyped and in, and this, can this last forever? Am I entertained by the nations hating each other forever, or being at odds forever? Does this always work? Do you have to continuously reevaluate? Because we know next year now, the NBA All-Star Game, which was way down in ratings again, they'll probably do countries, which people have talked about. USA versus the world will be the game, right? And then maybe you can create a little buzz. But unless they're going to start playing defense,
yeah, some of it's
or
an effort thing.
To play an actual basketball
game. It
really
is all the effort thing, I think.
Because that was the PK Subban was on. He kind of
first take, I think.
First
it
take,
was,
yeah. And it went viral yesterday. Some of his comments, and it was about that very thing, Cody, which is, you can walk on an NBA court and basically, I'm paraphrasing, like half-ass it.
You can tell when they're half-ass it.
Hockey, you can't be on the ice in cover up you not giving a bleep. Like you just, is that
everyone will know you're not skating hard.
Yeah. So like, and so there's truth to that. So that's the big question for the NBA and these other leagues. I mean, for hockey, that's why it worked. They literally made up a fake tournament And all mm-hmm. of a sudden, and this they made up,
and then pitted countries against each other, which
they
is smart.
Got a medal that didn't even exist, you know, a year ago, a trophy that didn't even exist a year ago, and all of a sudden everybody cared, and the players, nobody can deny the players absolutely wanted to win that thing last night on both sides,
and like the setup on it is so funny too, because like the two U.S. goals were for both the Ottawa Senators player, and so you're like, damn, if you're a Canadian, are you like, you're like, if you're a Senators fan, you're a Canadian, and you're just like, damn it. They're like hurting my country, but I'm proud of my guys.
Now that happens in the Olympics though with like soccer players all the time, right? Or the World Cup, they're on a Premier League team but they're on
Baseball Classic against the US, those things.
I also think there's a level of accountability that you see maybe in hockey that you wouldn't see in the NBA now, where it's very much a single player driven league, the NBA is, where hockey, like if you could tell that somebody was giving half an effort on the rink, on the ice, I think a player would get called out for that. Like simply, it would be a, yeah. I'm going to go and I'm going to level this guy or whatever the case is. Where in the NBA, you don't see anybody. If somebody's half-assing, you don't see guys like, hey, come here, I'm trying to take you on right now. Like, let's go one-on-one. Let's go solo right here. ISO you up. Even though there's five players on the floor, there's nobody calling anybody out for not giving an effort.
But this is part of the thing that we don't want to mention that actually does matter for this. The highest paid player in the entire NHL makes $13 million a year. If you're an NBA player and you go all out in an all-star game, you could be costing yourself $400 million. Like,
yeah.
It is hard to be like, hey, Joel Embiid, step out on the court, give it your all, risk your knee pain and all the other stuff, whoever it is, not him, but like whoever, and say, give us every last ounce of energy. I mean, they just lost one of their young superstars, Wimby, to the entire year because of a blood clot. You want him, a guy who could get a supermax 3 years from now to risk his health? Highest paid NHL player makes $13 million.
Well, and last night, one of the players had an injury he's gonna miss NHL games after the break because he was playing through an injury until he really couldn't. That's why he didn't play in the second half or the third period of the game last night. So it was awesome. Like, and I think all three of us, none of us claim to be huge hockey fans or anything that. Watch very, very casually. But I was excited. I truly was made sure I was going to be around a TV at 7:30 last night to watch it. It lived up to the hype. That's the other thing why it worked. It's not often that a sporting event or any type of event period lives up to the hype. Like, there's always build up, and ESPN was building the heck, building it up like crazy all week, and it lived up to it. We got an overtime game 2-2. It was incredible. Obviously, wished the U.S. would have won, but it was. And tickets were going for $1,100 for bad seats. Some were averaging That's out crazy. At $2,500. It was cool.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.